as well as the economy appears to be doing, you know, this really is not good news.
That's Jill Gonzalez, the senior analyst at Wallet Hub.
Since the recession, consumer confidence has been building, and that means that consumers are spending. Unfortunately, now we've reached the point where we're spending beyond our means.
People in America are finding more jobs and making more money, but Gonzalez says interest rates are also going up. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates last month, and rates are expected to rise again. Every time interest rates go up, about $1.5 billion are added to Americans' collective debt.
So that's why I think Americans really need a wake-up call here, because their debt is only getting more expensive.
Gonzalez says most people don't pay attention to the Federal Reserve and changing interest rates nationally, but many consumers easily lose track of their own credit card debt. The number one cause of consumer debt comes from healthcare at 65%, and 50% comes from housing. At third and fourth place, travel comes in at 35% and clothing with 15%.
Things like electronics, dining, entertainment, people said were still worth getting into debt for. So obviously, you have two opposite ends of the spectrum here, kind of from your needs to some luxuries.
With tax season underway, Gonzalez says now is a good time to look at your spending habits and then make the necessary changes to start paying off credit card debt, prioritizing expenses such as medical bills, and limit spending on luxuries such as travel and entertainment.
I'm sure many people feel a little bit overwhelmed by it all. Remember, this is just credit card debt.
Consumers still have auto loans and mortgages to pay, but Gonzalez says credit card debt is a good place to start. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.